Going back over to the Clanmaneuth Municipal District, where Fianna Fáil councillor Donna Phelan joins me on the line to have a look at the motions and questions raised at that latest MD meeting. Donna, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
Good, thanks. We're looking at those motions and questions, Donna. Your first one to the council is in relation to the pedestrian crossings at Maynooth Education Campus on the Moyglare Road. Maynooth, you're saying that the council has to carry out urgent maintenance and safety upgrades there.
That's right. So the motion came directly from parents who contacted me about the safety at the education campus crossing. And I can see it because I'm up there every day myself. And it is, you know, part of it actually is driver behaviour, and there is a problem there. So we've had reports of vehicles, including buses, failing to stop at the zebra crossings. And we need to make sure that we've done everything possible to make sure our crossings are safe and as visible as they can be. So I suppose what we were asking for wasn't huge. Parents just want to see the zebra crossing repainted and the flashing beacon lights that are there activated, because there's over 2,500 students and staff and visitors there every day on that campus. So we need to ensure that they're safe to cross the road. So the council came back to say that the Department of Education was in charge of development, and this area hasn't been fully commissioned, so there is no electricity attached to those beacons. But the road part has been taken in charge. So I do think that all stakeholders need to come together to work on this, because their county council, KWTB, the Department of Education, they all have a role to play, because the school is open 6 years, and to say that the beacons aren't working because there's no electricity attached to them after 6 years doesn't wash. It's not good enough. So I think with the new school building that Gaelic School Rory is building, and they're due to move in next March, this will be the main crossing for all those primary school kids from Moyglare Hall into school. So I've asked the council, whilst they're working on getting the electricity supply sorted to the beacons, that can we put a temporary lollipop person in place in September? Because we can't go through this again after 6 years.
Is it known why the developer didn't commission fully commission the signals before the pedestrian crossing was put in place? How did that happen?
Again, there's two pedestrian crossings in this area. So one is still under the developer, and the other is the road part was the council, and they're trying to sort out the electricity supply. And I understand it is very expensive to attach, I suppose, a new electricity connection to something. And I don't know what the cost, or I don't know. But the fact that after 6 years they're not working, the parents don't care who owned the crossing. They just want their child to cross the road safely. And we need to get it sorted.
Of course, Donna. Your other motion is also in relation to road safety and traffic review, this time on the Moyglare Road corridor in Maynooth. Again, you're kind of looking at it during the peak school and university times.
Well, that's it. So it all does connect, in fairness. So as you're walking up the school on the Moyglare Road, there was 2 weeks ago, and a first year student was knocked off her bike. Now, in fairness, thank God she wasn't injured, but she was doing everything right. She was on the road. She was cycling up. It was a car stationed in traffic, called another car out because thought the road was clear and didn't see her coming up the road, and she got hit. Because on the infrastructure where the cycle lane and the footpath should be isn't fit for purpose. It doesn't work. I'm sitting on that road every day. I did the school run twice. I see the congestion. I see the challenge the students face. On paper, the infrastructure looks fine. But in reality, it's not. So we have three schools on one campus. We have the Maynooth University commuter access point, the GA club, and we've large housing estates all filtering onto the same route. So for most days, it works reasonably well, but it's peak times when it's the shared pedestrian cycle space becomes overcrowded and it doesn't function at all. Mm-hmm. I did welcome the council's commitment to just review the route, and I do believe the engineers should be on site during school term at peak times to see exactly what's actually happening. A suggestion I did raise was trying to have clear separated cycles and pedestrian routes. And the council said that the footpaths aren't wide enough under the NTA standards. So with that, I've written to the NTA, and so has Nisha Akarul, to look for a review on the whole road, because we are continuing to grow. We know this, but one of the busiest corridors in the whole town can't accommodate cycling and walking at the same time. And this is an alarm bell. Like, we need to try and fix this problem before it grows to something even bigger.
Of course. Donna, also staying on speed and traffic, you've asked if the council can confirm if the speed and traffic data is collected from the solar powered speed signage units located across the MD. What would you like the council to do if they were to get this data collected?
Well, you know, I think it kind of surprised me because I assumed all speed signs were collecting data that were displaying the solar panel signs, okay? And this is not the case. There's only a selected few that are actually collecting information. And I completely agree and I understand it's the Gardaí's responsibility for safety or for speeding on roads. But it's the council's responsibility for the safety measures and the traffic management. So we're investing thousands of euro in these signs and not gathering the data that actually could be used to help. So we don't know if speed is reducing. We don't know if some of the problem areas are actually are slowing down because the speed signs are there, because they're not collecting the data. So I think it's something that we need to look at for the future. These signs cost a significant amount of public money. And if the council can't access the data to inform the guards about speeding and road safety issues, we're missing an opportunity here. How can we improve our roads? How can we improve the standards that we expect within our towns if we don't use what's already there?
And did the council give a reason as to why they don't collect data from those signs? Is it a case of there not being staff or a Gardaí to do so?
The engineer mentioned SIM cards. There isn't SIM cards in all of the speed signs. Okay. And I think, again, there's volume. So I know in Maynooth that there's about 20 of these speed signs around the town. It's more for driver visibility to slow down that you're entering into the town. But we're also coming in, we've Jake's Law coming up at the end of the year. There's always reviews going on around speeds in our towns and villages. And we do have the tools, but we need to be using them better. And the technology is there. Let's enhance it and let's work with it and try and improve it for everybody where they are based.
All right, Donna, thanks so much for taking our call on the Kildare Today Show. That is Fianna Fáil councillor on the Clane Maynooth Municipal District, Donna Phelan, on those questions and motions raised at that latest MD meeting. Donna, again, thanks for taking our call on the Kildare Today Show. You can keep your messages coming in to us here on 0833 97 97 97. You can also call us on 045 898 999 or email studio@kfmradio.com. After the ad break, we will be looking